The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty.
Welcome, Green Future Growers, Progressive Radio Network listeners, and anybody who's new to the show. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer, and let's get growing.
Okay, there we go. Sorry.
No,
yeah. Oh, your poor dog. But he'll understand. He's just happy you're home.
He's so happy. And he spent the whole morning with me, and I went out to lunch and somewhere he could sit with me. And so he should be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a sweetheart. I really adore my dog.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a lab pit mix, I think. He was a rescue from Detroit.
So
funny, every once in a while someone else will be like, oh, he's definitely got some boxer in him, oh, he's definitely got some pointer in him. Like, I don't really know and I don't really care. Like, he's a great dog, so thank you for your information. It's always funny to me to hear everyone else's opinions. And
I just like the fact that he's a rescue dog. Those are my favorites.
Yeah, it's important to me too. I'm pretty happy about it.
They're the best.
Pretty happy about him.
And I really like, I don't know. The first time I lived with a pit bull, I was like, oh, I don't know. The lady I was going to live with, she's like, oh, you'll love her. I was like, oh, I don't know. Oh my God. That was like one of my favorite dogs ever.
Oh my gosh. They're incredible creatures.
They are. Oh, lovey.
So loving. Yeah. I'm so grateful for him.
What's his name?
Porter.
Porter.
Porter was named after a beer, not just any old porter. He was named after the Edmund Fitzgerald Porter, which is a Great Lakes brewing beer. And so his full name is Edmund Fitzgerald Porter Bachman. Cool.
I know that song
about the ship that sank.
Yeah, isn't it Gordon Lightfoot?
Maybe. I don't know the song. I guess I need to learn the song.
Oh, you don't?
I should learn the song.
Yeah.
Do you want to sing it?
Hell no. It doesn't go with my voice.
No. Oh.
It's been fun, though. Like, I was telling you about these. So, I got this student in my class who's got, like, I don't know. They say he's dyslexic. I'm not seeing it, but I know a lot about dyslexic kids. And the best thing, like I was telling you, is to sing. So I've got my guitar in there. So we've been singing a lot more. It's fun. But the Edmund Fitzgerald is not a song that fits my voice, I don't think.
Okay, I'll have to listen to it later.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it in years.
I've got things up to listen to from you. I need to watch Walter Mitty.
Yes.
And listen to
Walter Mitty is just an awesome movie. The new one with Ben Stiller.
Mm-hmm.
It'll rejuvenate you. It's a perfect movie if you can watch it tonight.
Cool. I'm excited. So, it's still springtime. I don't know if you know this, but I started doing little 10-minute shows to add to my podcast, which I'm really excited about. And I'm interviewing an astrologer once a month. And this month we're talking about Taurus and spring and cleansing and all that. And it's just so fun. So thanks for inspiring me to expand my horizons too.
Well, I didn't know that, but I'm going to get right on that because that's right up my alley.
Cool. Yeah. The first one, I haven't posted it yet. We just interviewed yesterday.
Is that why? Because I was like, wait, I just downloaded your podcast the other day. How did I miss that?
Yeah. So I did the 3 tips to boost metabolism. That was my first 10-minute one. And then this week, the body scan came out. And then next Monday's, I think I'll post it before next Monday, but I'm calling them Love Your Monday. And they're gonna keep coming out even when I bring the long form interviews back in. But next Mondays will be the astrology one. And that'll come out once a month. And I'm really excited about it. So it'll be good to have a little bit extra going on. And then the long form interviews will come back June 2nd or whatever that Friday is, that first Friday in June. and Elsie Escobar will be my first guest. It was
I so wanted fun. To ask about that. How did that go?
It was incredible. It was so much fun, and I was so excited and also so nervous, and I was literally dancing, you know, while I interviewed her and sweating, and it was a great conversation and vulnerable in some ways, which was awesome. And it was I feel so honored to talk to her. So
awesome.
Yeah thanks for asking. It'll be great to share that episode. I didn't ask your question about iTunes reviews, because I think I can email her about it or something, but our conversation was just so fantastic, and I'm eager to share it with everyone. So
cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hit download, so they're on my phone. Cause that's been my big struggle lately, is like nothing downloads to my phone. And I spend so much time when I'm listening to my phone where there's no cell phone signal, and I'm very limited. It's driving me crazy. So I don't know. It says it downloaded them, so they're actually on my phone now. We'll see.
Okay. Well, good to know. So still spraying. And you can get things like arugula at the farmer's market.
Did you go to the farmer's market?
Not because I forgot. The Kalispell farmer's market, I didn't forget this time, but I was working. I was teaching yoga, and then I had a work meeting, and I got back home at 1, and it closed at 12:30. So I'm going out of town this weekend, so I won't be able to go this weekend either, but I am so excited about going the following weekend and just making it a habit. And I may even have to shift to going to a different market, because that one, the one in Kalispell on Saturday morning, is maybe not the most convenient time and location for me. My favorite market to go to is Thursday night in Columbia Falls. It is Let's meet there. It is like my favorite place to be, hands down, once it starts in the summer. And let's see, when is it starting? It's got to be starting soon. I'm going to find out, because honestly, it is so much fun. It is like a townie party. There's live music. There's always a brewery or a distillery that sponsors it. It just makes everything amazing. It starts this Thursday. I'd like to go on the 17th.
All right, I'll think about it. I might even come over and meet you there and go back to Browning.
Cool. Well, let's talk about it. I'm leaving at 6 a.m. the next morning to fly to Philadelphia for a wedding. So
you are?
Yeah. But it should be good. But, you know.
Well, another day.
I'm there as much as I can be in the summer. So the Dodgy Mountain Men are playing on June 7th. I really like them. I like to look at who's playing the music before I make some decisions sometimes.
I just run into that one a lot coming home on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
If I don't go to school on a Friday for some reason. But or for some reason, that seems to have worked for me quite a few times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a great place to be.
I love that market. You're right. I like it better than Whitefish and Kalispell, hands down.
Yeah, sure. It's so fun.
It's got good vibes. You have to come check out the Eureka one sometime. It's fun on Wednesday. It's on Wednesday nights, and they have good music.
Great. I will.
There's not a lot of vegetables to buy.
What's there instead?
Well, my friend Dacia has her stand. She sells aprons and soaps and things. And I don't know, there's different people. Because the people who do the Tubert Farm, you know, Todd and Rebecca, they used to be up there, and they were the big food. But now there's a couple of new vendors that have come around that sell some things. You can usually buy some huckleberries. I'm sure there's going to be mushrooms. Oh, no, you can't have mushrooms. Because Mike's been talking about going to pick morel mushrooms. Yeah, they don't only have mushrooms.
Any kind of mushrooms?
No, just not morels.
Oh.
But I was thinking there were going to be a lot of morels because the fires. There's so many fires, and there's so many people picking like crazy up here.
Oh, I want to go so bad. Yeah, I haven't been out yet.
You can't have, but usually there's huckleberries, and I don't know. There might be some vegetables. I don't usually go to the Eureka.
Yeah.
Well, I went once last summer and tried to sell Swiss chard and didn't sell any. But that's my problem is like, I show up once with like this thing that we have a whole bunch of. I don't show up regularly. We don't have a lot of extra.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have some flowers this year.
I don't know. That sounds nice.
I planted a bunch of flowers on Earth Day, and then I keep saying I'm going to plant some on the weekends, and then I'm just exhausted and don't do anything on the weekends.
Well, summer's coming. We just talked about that countdown, so.
Okay, so arugula at the farmer's market.
Yes, there's arugula. And I like to make a salad with some bitter greens and then whatever last of the root vegetables I've got, like carrots. Today I used carrots. I also used some cucumbers. I know those aren't a root vegetable, but and they probably aren't local right now. But I'm telling you about this salad because my favorite way to cut vegetables is maybe a way that you don't normally think of doing it. I realized today that maybe my favorite kitchen tool for salads, do you want to guess?
A potato peeler?
A vegetable peeler. A vegetable peeler. I like to peel my carrots that way. And so they become these like little spirals. And so I did that with the carrots and I did that with the cucumber and I tossed it with also some pumpkin seeds and some oil and vinegar and lime and sea salt and some mint. Oh my gosh. That was local mint, I believe. And that was amazing and so much fun. So I guess it just was more of a challenge to be creative in the kitchen and use a different tool. And I realized that almost every time I talk about using the vegetable peeler for carrots, people are so surprised. And I just love it. It just makes them so much easier to eat. It feels really light and fun. And so I,
I guess I was last thinking you're just peeling the carrot, but you're actually like peeling, not like peeling the carrot and throwing the peels away. You're peeling the carrot into the salad.
Yeah.
I love that.
And just keep going.
Oh my gosh. I feel so like, duh.
And I did it with radishes and I did it with the little red radishes.
Wasn't that hard?
It was very, I was very careful. And it was like, they were paper thin. Like you could almost see through them. Like a little jellyfish. It was really fun.
But was it hard to like peel a little radish and stuff?
I mean, it isn't much harder than like, you know, driving a manual transmission in traffic.
Well, I can do that. Piece of cake. I figured. So I could probably handle the radishes.
Okay. So, yeah. I think you can handle the radishes. I just think it makes the salad really come together nicely. It's just like almost like a fluffiness, you know, instead of these big, hard, crunchy things, which some people really like. I like the easier, lighter, airy, just simple, really simple. And yeah, I just, it's a simple tip today, but it feels like one that maybe people can use all summer. And thinking about combining things you might not like, I like putting fresh herbs in my salads, and those are some things that are popping up now before other vegetables are there. And just using, you know, as much raw fresh food as I can. I still love to cook food, and I think that it can be really helpful on my digestive system for sure. But I love adding things like fresh mint or fresh oregano or cilantro or whatever you're able to pick up from your
or arugula
or yes. And so then the whole salad can be tossed with arugula or your bitter green of choice.
Awesome. Well, I love that.
Great.
What a great tip. Yeah. I'm gonna try that right away.
Yay. Yeah. And if people are interested, I know you and I have talked about cleansing a little bit, but that 10-minute episode on the Fearless Self Love podcast that's called 3 Tips to Boost Your Metabolism is also there if people are still like, okay, my recipes sound interesting. Maybe I will try it. You might listen to that episode for some other tips about how to eat instead of what to eat if you are curious.
Well, and everybody wants to know how to boost their metabolism. That makes it like a totally extra bonus. You didn't mention that, I don't think, on my show. The Kitchery thing boosts your metabolism too?
Well, in that it's simplifying, it's simpler for your body to digest. So there's less work and it gives your body a rest. So that's a little different. It's more when I talk about the boosting your metabolism, I'm talking more about how to eat, like how to eat, when to eat, that kind of thing, more than what. But there are definitely things you can do, specific foods you can eat to, you know, aid your digestion. And there's lots of different things, like, but I think it's more important how you eat than what you eat. Absolutely. And that's because, you know, in Ayurveda school, we talked about, we're not just what we eat, but what we digest. And so if we're not able to digest our food, then we're not processing it in a way that is easy on our body. And we're certainly not going to boost our metabolism or lose weight or gain the energy that we want. And so the first step is always structuring our day in a way that allows us to eat at the times that are going to be most easily digestible. Does that make sense?
It does. But people don't ever talk about that. I don't hear people talk about that.
Yeah. Well,
I feel like I keep hearing that Ayurveda nutrition thing. Like I was watching some weird sitcom on Amazon Prime the other day, and there's like this, you know, it's the Book of Dangerous Boys. I think it's a movie. Maybe it is a series on Amazon. I don't know. But there's like the mother-in-law or the grandmother or somebody, and she's very like hippie, you know, I don't know. She's just a funny lady. And she's like, I'm into Ayurveda nutrition and healing, she tells the daughter.
That's cool.
So I was like, there it is again.
It's coming up. It's, you know, yoga took a while, decades really, before people knew the word, regular people who weren't doing it. And now it's becoming, you know, common house language. Everyone knows what yoga is, or at least they have a concept of it, right? And so I think Ayurveda will shift into that as well.
Yeah, I agree. But I feel like it's really been coming present in my life lately. I don't know. Somebody's sending me signals because I feel like I'm hearing it everywhere.
Yep. I think that's how it goes, right? When we start to lean into something, it just keeps showing up.
Yeah. It's like when you buy a new car and you're like, I never heard of this. And then you see one everywhere.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, well, this is fun. I hope that people, you know, just feel like they can get a little trick, a little tip. It doesn't have to be super complicated.
Perfect. Well, I love that. Using a vegetable peeler to actually peel the food that you're going to eat and not just throw away the peels in the compost pile.
Mm-hmm.
And also, and there's a lot to be said about eating food like that. Like I knew this woman who was like on this big, like she had to like chop her food into like the tiniest little pieces, but boy, was she thin. After she lost a lot of weight doing it that way. And she would just make it into like these itty bitty tiny, the smaller the food was, the more she felt like she could digest it or something.
Well, it's because we're starting the digestive process, right? So that's why juicing becomes so popular with detoxing. It's just simpler for the body to digest.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm not a juicer, I realized. Because I'm a vegetable girl. I like to eat all that stuff. So it's like I put some spinach in the juicer once and I was like ready to cry. I was like, but I just want to eat that. So it was like in the middle of winter and like I'd paid a lot of money for it. And I was like, what? I'm going to juice that? I just want to eat it. Like I normally wouldn't even buy that for me to eat.
Well, and I don't think one thing is better or worse than the other. It really just depends on what you're doing, you know, and I go through phases with whether I want to juice or smoothie or eat my foods whole and pay attention to what your body's asking for, you know?
I think that's so right on. And I think used to be really in tune with my body. I'm getting back there, but I definitely go through food cravings like where like I have to have a salad like every day. When I'm in New York with my mom, we'll eat like a salad at least twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
In Montana, I just don't do that as much.
I do it in the summer. We're leaning into that. Well, I think I might hit the Walter Mitty movie pretty hard here in a second.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us, Andrea. Absolutely. I'm so glad. It was so fun to talk with you on Tuesday.
Yeah. You too. Well, take good care of yourself, and we will talk next Tuesday.
Perfect.
Okay. Have a good night.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the Mar- summers all low with the gales of November remembered. Musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. And the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.